This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Tuesday, February 20th. Has spring sprung? Well, it will certainly feel like that today in Dallas with a whole lot of sunshine and a high of 78 degrees. It will be a little windy today with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, the low will drop to 55 with wind gusts of about 15 to 20 miles per hour. Here are today's headlines. Three officers fired at a 16-year-old student who reportedly brought a gun inside a Mesquite school Monday morning. About 8:50 a.m., officers were dispatched to the Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy campus in the 3200 block of Oates Drive near San Marcos Avenue after a student was reported to be holding a firearm in the school's office and refusing to put it down. Police said school administrators spoke with the student to try to keep him calm until officers arrived. When officers arrived, the student was alone in the office. While trying to negotiate with the student, police said three officers fired at him. The student then complied with commands, the department said, and was taken into custody. Police did not specify if the student was shot, but said he was taken to a hospital and deemed stable. No other injuries were reported, and no additional information about the gunfire was immediately available. A news release from the school said officials still intend to review their security procedures and strengthen them if necessary. Dozens of students and their parents could be seen trickling out of Living Truth Baptist Church, the designated reunification center, just before noon Monday. The Mesquite Police Criminal Investigations Unit and Internal Affairs Unit will investigate the incident. In other news, a Dallas County judge should soon rule on whether Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones will be required to complete a paternity test to prove if he is the father of a 27-year-old woman who sued him in 2022. A roughly hour-long hearing took place Monday morning in the George Allen Courts Building in downtown Dallas, where lawyers for Jones and the woman argued over whether the woman has a presumed father. Jones's attorneys also called the proposed genetic testing an invasion of privacy. The Dallas Morning News broke the story about the lawsuit filed March 3rd of 2022 by Alexandra Davis, who alleged that she was conceived when Jones and her mother had a relationship in the mid-1990s. According to court documents, Jones and Davis's mother, Cynthia Davis, reached a settlement in which Jones agreed to financially support them so long as they did not publicly identify Jones as Alexandra Davis's father. The lawsuit sought to have a court declare that Alexandra Davis was not bound by that agreement, but she later dropped that lawsuit and instead sought testing to prove Jones is her father. A Keller ISD trustee resigned over the weekend after a parental outcry over a film crew that was brought into a school and filmed students without family's knowledge or consent. A film crew visited Central High School on February 9th to conduct an interview with now former trustee Sandy Walker, Keller ISD Superintendent Tracy Johnson said in a campus-wide letter. Trustee Micah Young later joined them, according to the letter. While on campus, the film crew toured the school with Walker and spoke to some students and employees. Johnson said in the letter that the district and its board of trustees were not aware of the scheduled interview. The Texas Association of School Boards has a code of ethics for school board members to use as a guide to ensure their decisions and actions reflect the interests of your district as a whole. Keller ISD's policies include the organization's blueprint for ethics. The network recently produced a documentary called God, Jesus, Trump. And if you have ever grumbled about terrible North Texas drivers, you might have a point. A new study by Forbes has ranked U.S. cities by worst drivers, and both Dallas and Fort Worth landed in the top 10, with Dallas at number 6 and Fort Worth number 9. Other Texas cities included San Antonio at number 12, Houston at number 23, and Austin at 24. This month's report by Forbes Advisor analyzed the country's most populated cities across 5 key metrics, including the number of fatal car crashes that involved speeding or a drunken or distracted driver. Fatal car accidents are increasing across the country, with the number of deadly crashes climbing by nearly 10% from 2020 to 2022. Dallas ranked 7th among cities for total number of fatal car crashes, with approximately 14.6 fatal car crashes per 100,000 residents, the third highest number of fatal car crashes involving a drunk driver, and the fourth highest number of fatal crashes involving speeding. And how ready are you for the polls? The Texas primary election is March 5th. The Dallas Morning News Voter Guide can help prepare you to cast your ballot. Check out the guide today at dallasnews.com/voterguide to compare candidates, get recommendations, and build your own ballot. Once again, that's dallasnews.com/voterguide. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, you can visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.